For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
I really don't know why June was going to, but the month ran so fast. Hallelujah. They say the days run fast when you're having fun, but I was not having fun in June, but the days still run fast. Hallelujah. I was thinking we still have one more Sunday. So, calculating the message for last, the following Sunday until on Friday, I just remembered that this is the last Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the message must be preached. So what we'll do is we'll preach a different talk this first service, and then for people that will come second service, we'll lead into something else. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3. Welcome. Tell your neighbor, I welcome you. Welcome. Hallelujah. From Revelation 3 from verse 15. First. Let's read together. Engineer, can the volume just go down? This is a bit high. Let the volume go down. Hallelujah. Revelation 3:15. One more time, can we read together? I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will cold or hot. Verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you. It's okay, sir. And neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Look what it means to be spiritually hot. And then, I have prepared on how to be spiritual, what it means to be lukewarm, and then what it means to be cold. But we cannot look at what it means. Maybe we'll look at next week, in the week, hallelujah. But today we still really have to look at what it means to be spiritually lukewarm. Because that is the state of a lot of people, hallelujah. Bible says you are not hot, you are not cold, you are lukewarm, you are in between, hallelujah. You are not spiritually fervent. And then you are not that cold. You are just there. You are just in between. Hallelujah. What does it mean? And then another word for being lukewarm in our contemporary time is what it means to be backsliding. You are backsliding. Hallelujah. So, in between opinions and decisions and options. That means you are in between going fully into God and going fully. Yeah, so you are with God fully. You are not fully with. You are in between decisions. You are in between opinions. You are in between options. There are options, opinions about Christ, about consecration. You have not yet fully done that one. You are not fully into the devil. You are just in between. You are lukewarm. Hallelujah. You know, in 1 verse 21, the Elijah was speaking to the people. He said, how long will ye halt between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. If Baal be Baal, serve him. Hallelujah. So how long will you long between two options, two decisions? You are backsliding or you are lukewarm. Number two, what it means to be lukewarm? It means to be neutral. You are a nonchalant towards God and his kingdom. You are nonchalant. You just really care. Free attitude about God and about his kingdom. Hallelujah. When you are neither hot, you are neither cold, you are in between. Number three, when you are lukewarm, it means accommodate. A mad gospel, that is a false gospel instead of an original gospel. Fire for a gospel. In Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible says you have exchanged God. You have exchanged something of substance for something that is fake. You exchange or take. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out, cisterns, broken cisterns for that matter, that can hold not water. So people accommodated and exchange authentic fire power for a mad gospel. Hallelujah. Number four, when people are lukewarm, it means they are in possessing or possession of the form of godliness, but yet denying the form thereof. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Bible says there is a form of godliness and there is a power. People that are lukewarm, they have the form, they are still Christian.
still dye their hair, still wear suit, still dress like every other believer. Hallelujah. But the power of Christianity, the proof of your sonship is not. Hallelujah. And then finally, it means you are accommodating whatsoever is available. You are lukewarm when you accommodate anything that goes. You are okay with anything. Whatsoever is available, you take it. You don't have any come to God. Any gospel that present to you, you don't come to church and then you don't feel satisfied. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise. You cannot serve God and mammon. What he's trying to say is you cannot just be in between opinions. You cannot just take whatsoever is available. You have to choose one and stand by it. Hallelujah. Now, when you are lukewarm or you are backsliding, you are in between opinion, in between options, you are neutral, you accommodate, change authentic fire for mad gospel, you possess the form of godliness but deny the power thereof, and then you accommodate whatsoever is available. Now, you know some things about being lukewarm before we continue. The devil has several subtle ways. I'll be fast a bit because this sermon was prepared for two services. Hallelujah. And we have to take it in one. So please accommodate my peace. Can I be fast? IJ. Alright. The devil has several ways to get men to be cool without them even knowing. You know, in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11, the Bible says, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. You do not even know you are lukewarm. Hallelujah. There are different ways to take the real fire in your life. And then before you know, you are lukewarm, but you don't really know. Now, backsliding people think they are not alone and it is normal. Other people are too serious. Hallelujah. They think, okay, me, see, at least I don't pray for 4 hours. Everybody who here really pray for 4 hours. Every one of us was probably 5 minutes. They think everybody is normal. Hallelujah. But about Galatians chapter 6 verse 5, every man shall bear his own burden. Don't think that you are not alone. You are alone. I have not backslidden. I am not lukewarm with you. Hallelujah. Some of us are hot and every one of us must be hot. In Jesus' name. So people that are backsliding and are lukewarm, they always feel and then console themselves as if I am not alone. There are many people. It is normal not to be reading the Bible every day. Ah, you're reading the Bible. You look strange. Even when you are hot. Hallelujah. But that is a deception of them. They also think that they have time and very soon they may get serious with God someday. I got an urgent text message from, in fact, I was in a retreat, I still have to reply, and the person was telling me that she was going to visit her sister in the hospital, and then she was ironing her clothes. And then for the first time in her life, she had a strange voice. When you go to the hospital, tell this person, and the name was mentioned, and she know the person, she should repent. She was shocked. I should repent. So she went to the hospital, I met the woman. Meanwhile, they had fought with the woman before, something like that. There was a misunderstanding. And then when she went, she met the woman. And then her sister was telling her the woman should have left like hours ago, but strangely, the woman still stayed back. So she felt bad to go and tell her after struggling with the Holy Spirit. She was about going to the Holy Spirit. The voice reminded her, please tell her to repent. Tell her to repent. And then later, someone the courage to go and tell her repent. Unknown to us, the woman was so diabolically inclined. And she was living an adulterous life. And that was the only deliverance she had. Many people don't have time. Don't think that one day you will get serious with God. Someday, by and by, one day you will pray. One day you will study. One day you will fast. One day I'll be more dedicated to the house of God. You better get serious now because leading or lukewarm people, they believe there are alternatives and perspective to things. They believe you can look at things in several ways. Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you ever had this kind of statement? It depends on the angle you are looking at it. It can be a 9 from somebody can be looking at it and here it is 6. Do you understand that kind of statement? You can look at it from different angles. You see, God can be like this, the Christian. God is like this. You know, God has different perspective, like first angle projection, second angle projection. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you can look at an email from this angle and draw it like this. Ha! I remember that in 200 level. Draw an angular project. They said they'll throw a shape like up. They said draw it fixed angle. You stand at this point and then draw what you see. And that was helpful. Hallelujah. But then people think Christianity is like that. But the Bible says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. And few, Christianity doesn't have perspective. It is one, it is like this. Together, guys. There is no perspective to this holiness thing. There is no perspective to this prayer thing. There is no perspective to the study of the Word of God. You see, the Word of God is the Word of God. No perspective. People that are lukewarm say it's depending on the way you are looking at it. It means it's not like this. That is not the way I'm looking at it. The Word of God has an angle. One angle. Hallelujah. You can understand it differently, but the angle remains the same. The Word does not change. It is you that did not understand. Hallelujah. Finally, people that are lukewarm are the most religious and dangerous set of people ever to deal with. People that Jesus dealt with the most were Pharisees. Matthew chapter 5 verse 20 and then Matthew 20. Jesus' problem was no longer the devil. It was Christians that were backsliding. They were not in touch with spiritual things. Most people that fight revivals are Christians. Is that not true? When the man of God is rising and begins to say, no, it's not like this, not like this. Religious people, very, very deadly. Have you ever evangelized to somebody that has backslidden before? I know all the scripture you're about to quote. One guy came and met me one time in the office when we were in the former place we are worshipping. He says, you want to tell me something? There are things that I used to preach agree with. Number one is, he doesn't believe in tithing. I say, okay. He doesn't believe in generational curses. I say, okay. Say he doesn't believe sin will take somebody to hell. Say you can fornicate and still go to hell. I say, okay. Say I should better change or I should better be like that. And then he said a statement that brought me the story back. Any script you want to use to explain to me now, I know it. Because I was once like you. That was what he was saying. Like once upon a time he was ignorant like me that thinks sin will take you to hell. So every Christian I'm about to quote now, he knows it. So, I know that it's maybe people like that always even know. Have you ever preached to Jehovah's Witness before? They know Bible back to back. The religion, to bring that kind of a person to God, it takes God. So people that are lukewarm and backsliding are the most dangerous. So, you see, like, imagine if I backslide now and then somebody come to preach to me now. God forbid. So, where will you be quoting from? I say, okay, you see, the Greek word actually there is like this. We will be arguing and the person will be tired. It takes power to revive my mind. Is that not true? So to deal with people that are backsliding, it takes the grace of God. What are the causes of lukewarmness? Why do we try? The first reason is shallowness of the Word of God. In Luke, of the Word of God, they don't care in the Word of God. Luke chapter 8 verse 13. The Bible says, they on the rock, when they hear, receive the word with joy. That is why I don't like when I'm preaching. People are saying, pastor, preach on. No, don't listen to me. If you are blessed, it will show later. Not by you saying. More people that say, they don't really change. Maybe sounding like microphone and keyboard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is joy. They are excited. Rema, preach. You see, that I was listening to a message and on the background. The people are like, I could not even listen. I post a message. Please listen to another one. It's good. There are people that like it, but don't. Hallelujah. I really like to see people sitting down looking at me like this. To me, I feel that it is entering you. Because I can preaching to you about sin, and they say, you're not touched. When you're broken, you're always sober, you're always calm. Serious to them, first class or sergeant class, they pay attention. That is the unserious ones. That will be doing, hallelujah. So they were because it really being said. With the charisma and the a small wahala they have gone. Hallelujah. Every one of us will be tried. Don't think there's a level of grace that will exempt you from trial. Hallelujah. The shallowness of the Word of God caused people to backslide. They don't really know what the Bible is for. People come to prayer and threaten God. God, if you don't do this now, you will not see me in church again. God is not like this. God, why? So if it's not God, why me? So if it's not you, it should be Okechukwu, or it should be who should it be for? Hallelujah. So people are just shallow with the word of God. A lot take time, even in scripture. It took Christ 30 years to do something of it. A lot of things that I take you, it takes time. You don't go to university and then shout at the VC and say, look at my brother, my first class graduate. I was the head boy of my school. I got A in all my JSE. Will they give you a certificate in engineering? No. You still have to go through 5 years. Even if you graduate 5.0, 5.0 to first semester 500 level, second semester 500. Yes, everything, there are principles. Why people become lukewarm and voidness of heart. Luke 11:25. The Bible says, when one is casted, he. Luke 11:25. He findeth their hearts and garnished, empty of anything. There is no. Hallelujah. Lens in your heart now. What are we going to see? The first reason is what we call lost. Imagine to the 4% to become lukewarm. Demas has forsaken me, having this present world, and he departed unto Thessalonica, Christians to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. This week, somebody was telling me about 4 pastors that left a church I respect, that if I have the privilege to pastor there, let's say I was not called, I will pastor there the whole of my life. And what was the reason? He said they were tired. They left to another place that if you are going to start a ministry, they will give you comfort chair, soft chair, and they will pay you well, the accommodation is well. The place where you are, you start from the ground and then you grow. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They will give you, as a matter of fact, that is the way it is. But then because they want to and then they, meanwhile, people in this other generation, I have listened to Bishop Oyedepo, every pastor they have sent to start a branch church, and gave him instrument, all of them, not that without fail. The church did not work. But the people they sent to start the church and gave them Holy Communion, anointing oil, money for pulpit, they are the amantu. They are the churches that work. All of this. They start from the ground. I have a David Wani was one of us. He's now a pastor with the Winners. He went to Benin. That was the way the church started. Holy Communion, anointing oil, mantle, and then you have pulpit start. And he has been there consistently growing. You will be calling me about the challenges. He was calling me and saying, you understand what you are doing in Shekinah. Now I can understand. And then he's growing and stabilizing. Are we together? I heard from David, really, he also said that. He said that not all of them are the same. Different people. Start churches. His sons that started with nothing and suffered and struggled are the ones that grew and their ministry blew. The same thing happened to the Paul and Nature. So it is always like that. But there are people that have lost that they cannot wait. They cannot just wait. They want when they start things. They want to start in the next first service. The next people, please take these car keys. They have house. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. So don't allow loss to get into you craving for things. There are things that will take time. Don't allow loss to God. All right. Number 4. Bitterness is another reason why people become lukewarm and become backsliding. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, the Bible says bitterness to grow. Leave church. Some people become angry and what? Leave church. People become just vexed. When I hear people leaving those shows, I wonder. Just like if I say, if somebody leave Redeemed, like, unless God leads you, I wonder what you ever leave Redeemed for. If somebody leave Winners Chapel, I will wonder why you ever leave a church like that. Unless you are led by God. Unless somebody leave Dunamis. And I trust that if I hear somebody leave, unless it is God that led you, you have a serious problem. Some people, because they were angry because of what the pastor said, somebody made them angry, a member or something like that, and then they left church. I read a story this week, a woman left church for some weeks. Why did you come in church? Say, one Sunday I came, she gave me where I don't like sitting, and after a while I came and took me to another place, and then stopped coming to church. Just think about that. Can't you or something can be? Have you ever seen somebody and you didn't see him? Has that happened to you before? You have seen somebody and you didn't see him right in front of you. Yes. And then she stopped coming. People are bitter. After a while, you become. Say you're not. Hallelujah. If you are, God healed you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number 5. People become lukewarm and cold when they have no spiritual visions. No desire spiritual heavy. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says, now you're supposed to be teachers. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Now that you're supposed to be teachers, you are still children. You still have need for people to teach you certain things. Hallelujah. Now, desire to grow in the realm of the spirit. When you have, it is good to have spiritual ambitions. How many of you have an ambition one day to wave your hand and people, somebody fall under the anointing? How many of you are going to? How many of you one day you have your child come back from work and say, he said he's paying, you say, Junior, stand behind Daniel. Hold your, how many of you want that kind of a thing? You don't want it. You go to the village and then your brother tell you that your father is sick. He say, oh, bro, you call your brother, John, David, stand behind Daddy. Stand behind Daddy. Daddy, give me your hand. Take it! And then your father is on the, what that kind of a thing? Yes! How many of you want your wife to come and say, she's serving you food, and then you talk, I read of a man of God on his honeymoon. The woman came to kiss him, and she was electrified on the floor. Power on the slate! I'm telling you, honeymoon. I like that kind of a thing. When she wake up, she respect. Hallelujah. Have spiritual ambitions. Be able to quote the Bible. I was listening to Apostle Joseph, the man. He will carry the book of Daniel and say something from every chapter from one to the end. Carry the book of 1 Samuel on head, verbatim. Walking Bible. Do you have an ambition to be able to quote, have a verse of every New Testament on your head? When they say quote the book from Ephesians, to quote, quote the book from the now, quote the book from now. Say, have that kind of ambition. Have the ambition to see angels. Have, when you have those kind of ambition, it will push you to God. Hope you know that. It will what? Push you to God. Have an ambition to heal cancer one day. Have an ambition to talk to Paul and they say he always wanted to worship God in a stadium when he started and they were renting a place. Ambition of telling crowd and tell them, all of us, let's go on our knees and worship God. He always had that. He will see multitude and say, everybody kneel down. And then he did it. Stadium. The first service, there was overflow. When they have watched, I was watching the worship, Friday was watched by Wonders Night. I was watching it online. Back to the two galleries are the size of two football fields. Only galleries. The size of what? Two football fields. Everybody on your knees. He had that kind of ambition. You, what is in your heart for God? What is it? When you have an ambition, you will wake up. So have an ambition. Have an ambition to drop a tithe of $1 billion. A tithe of $1 million cash. Tithe, that is 10% of the blessing. Is it a good ambition at all? Have ambitions for God. Have ambitions to buy 10 TV stations and give 10 churches. have an ambition to build 17 churches or one church per month. Have an ambition to give one car per month for the kingdom. Are we together? So develop spiritual, have an ambition to one day fast, or to God beg you to stop fasting. Do you understand? God told my brother, calm down. Yes, God. Say, God, if you don't change my ministry, I will die. The one begging was coughing blood. He said, me, if God will not change my life, let me continue fasting. God said, God had to come and say, please, calm down. God, calm what? Yes. Imagine God begging you to stop fasting. I like that kind of a thing. I have an ambition that one day the devil will be crying and then his demons will ask you, what is your problem? Jotam, that guy, Jotam. Yeah, you want to don't be crying and then they will go, what is your problem? Jotam. Ever since he came to Kogi State, I will not rest. Ever since he came to Kogi State, our network, the Wi-Fi has gone off. We'll be broadcasting Kogi people are cut off. How many of you want to, that is my ambition, yes. That the territory is fortified for God. Hallelujah. And it will happen. And finally, curiosity to do evil. That is why people backslide. People are anxious to test the devil. People are anxious to drink alcohol. And then before they know, they have gone. People are anxious to have sex. Anxious. Anxious for what again? What are people anxious? Anxiety. And then because of that, before you know, you are... Tell your neighbor, calm down. Say, tell your neighbor, calm down. The highest selling drug in the world, if you like, Google it after service, is Viagra. That's the highest. For men, that is for men's libido. That is to help them to have sex. That means it will get to a stage in your life they will have to beg you and pull you. So all these things, you're rushing. Calm down. Calm what? Yes, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious to taste alcohol. It's bitter, let me tell you. I've not tested it, but I heard that it's bitter. It's not sweet. It's not what? Don't be eager to smoke. It is not good. You are not a chimney. Don't be eager. Don't be eager to go to a party. You want to see the wedding. Don't like this. Because don't answer them. I've never done it before. Let me try it first. Before the day you try, you may not recover. You may not what? Recover. Symptoms of lukewarmness. Number one is you are comfortable with bad people around you. Comfortable with bad company. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Evil communication corrupt good morals. Hallelujah. And then Proverbs 27 verse 17. When you get comfortable with bad people around you, hallelujah. No, I like the kind of Christianity that some of us have. Sometimes I say some people are too harsh. Hallelujah. Because they don't like bad people at all. Anytime Pastor Min is talking about bad music, he used to talk with such passion. He doesn't like it. Even if he enter a car, he can enter a barbie show. I'm like, this guy only is too much. Yeah, you cannot be comfortable with bad people around you. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be comfortable. If you are comfortable in a beer parlor, something is wrong with you. Me, I'm just taking malt. Continue. So what was his name of that guy? Lot. Lot did not go to Sodom. He went to where? Near Sodom. That's not true. He went near Sodom. Before they knew it, they met him in the center of Sodom. So don't be comfortable with bad people. They made him well, you know, the center. Right at the center with his two daughters, surrounded by lesbian and gays. So don't be comfortable by people. Don't let them agitate you around them. Number two, missing days of sin and carnality. The Bible says in Genesis 19:17, the wife of Lot, when she was running away from safety, she remembered her days in where's the name of the place? Sodom. And she looked back. In Philippians 3 verse 18, Paul was saying, everything he left it for call. Hallelujah. I read from Bishop Dowell's book, said there was a lady that was testifying that when she was in the world, she used to sleep with men, they used to fly to different countries, they used to party all night, and then her voice went down and she became as if she was sad. Then I got saved. It now looks as if Christianity was a bad thing that happened to her. That she's missing those days. You know, there are people that are saved now and they are missing those days. They'll be like, ah! I remember they are, like, they are missing those days. A sign that you are now lukewarm is when you are missing those days. You are missing those days when you are a bad boy, when nobody could talk to you, when you are a terror. You are missing those days when you are in the lap of a man every night. Hallelujah. You are missing those days when people are calling you every time, WhatsApping you, send me your nude, send me your... You are missing those days, ba? Okay. Backsliding. And the person is lukewarm. Number three. Difficulty, okay, overconfidence and pride. Anytime you become overconfident and prideful, you are becoming low. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12, says that he that thinketh his stand should what? Take heed lest he what? Fall. 1 verse 20, when King Saul died, David was advising, tell it not in God. Don't tell anybody, because me too, it can happen to me. It may happen to me. You know, I can never forget this. I have, you know, that is why you must have people around you that you can listen to and can correct you. My friend Pastor Tom came to me, and one time we were discussing, and then I told him, church money, I can never touch church money. Never fire. He said, okay, man of God. After the discussion later, I said, man of God, be careful. Don't be saying this kind of thing, because when you think you cannot, that's when you lose your God. All together, and then you fall. So, don't be thinking you may follow. Always so that can be protecting yourself. Alright. There's nothing. I will never fall to a woman's lap. Alright. I will never do this kind of thing. Even in my next seven world. Okay. The Lord help. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because everybody, the more you go to God, the more humbler, the more weaker, the more you know that you need God to survive. Are we together? The more you know you need what? So don't be overconfident. It's a sign you are now lukewarm. Don't be proud. Number four. Difficulty in receiving corrections. People that are lukewarm and backsliding find it difficult to receive corrections. Proverbs 14:14. Please put it up on screen. Difficulty to receive corrections. You cannot be corrected. What does it say? Let's read together. The backslider in heart shall what? Be filled with his own ways. What he wants to do is what he will do. It's my life. Nobody can tell me anything. I am correct. And everybody is wrong. You are becoming new. You are backsliding. You are becoming cold. Hallelujah. Bible says, better is a poor and a wise than an old and foolish king, which can no more be admonished. Don't get to a level where you cannot be advised. Don't get to a level where you cannot be corrected. Don't get to a level, you see. Don't get to a level where nobody can talk to you. Hallelujah. Bible says, reprove not a son, Proverbs 9:8, lest he hate thee. Reprove a wise man and he will love thee. Somebody should be able to call your attention and correct you and say, this thing is wrong. Hallelujah. This thing is what? Come on. This thing is what? Yes. Now recently Pastor Min was teaching me something. He said, this thing is wrong. I said, okay, sir. How to correct it? I said, no, it's like this. It's my own style. Go help us in Jesus' name. Be correctable. Don't tell your neighbor, be correctable. Is that English correct? Is it correct? Let somebody be able to correct you. I said, this thing is wrong. I remember my sister, they came for a conference with my brother. Here, I think we were in the former auditorium. And then they came to the front, kneeled down, prayed for them. And then after the conference comes, I want to tell you something. Will you be angry? I said, no, I will not be angry. There was somebody that was on their knees. I was praying for the man of God. He came for my conference. He said, please, I want to tell you something. Say, what is it? I said, will you be angry? I said, no, don't be angry. He said, you used to preach fast. And people told you to get your point right. Can you be slowing down? I said, really? I used to be faster than this. Is this true? I used to be fast. But it's a correction I must take. Just imagine saying, no, the kind of spirit or the kind of spirit. The way we preach. Oh, there are people that can say that. We preach fast. We preach like a rolling tornado because my tongue is on fire when I began to roll. By the time you are done preaching, you have only preached yourself. Yes. And my brother said that because when I was preaching again, I was like, I used to take, I say, I was rushing the introduction to get to the main body. Then he was telling me that somebody's word can be in the introduction. And then that is all he need in that message. Everything might be thinking that I will be saying, somebody may bless him. Don't you think that is a wise counsel? From that henceforth, I began, don't imagine I was not being corrected, but you're talking to me, no, do you know what God told me? I fasted for that. Do you know? I will be somewhere behind by now. So you have to be corrected. No matter how good you are, somebody should talk to you. The world footballer, who's the best footballer of the year? Who's the best footballer now? Is it Messi or Ronaldo? Any one of them, all of them have coaches. The coaches have not won national, even their local league, they have not won it. Two of us. Some of their coaches don't even know how to trap and score a free kick. They don't even know how to score a free kick. But he's the one coaching the free kick. Throw yes. Because he's outside watching you play. He knows where the loopholes are. Now change this formation. 4-4-2. 4-3-3. And you are saying, no, we are the one inside. You should be correctable. That is why your pastor should be able to tell you this is wrong and don't be angry. You are broke. Don't be angry. Don't go like this. You should be able to be corrected. Like it. In fact, be afraid if you are not being corrected. But the Bible says, a child I love, I correct. When you have somebody around you or a mentor that doesn't correct you, it's either it's afraid of you or something is wrong. Because once you submit for mentor, you should be corrected. There will be some, if I submit to somebody now, there are many things I need corrections on. And then because I submit to the person, God will tell him, correct him on this. Are we together? You come to church to be corrected. There are people that get angry. When the man goes to you, like, I like this one. But when he says something, they're like, they just frown their face. As I'm preaching, I've seen people. When he says something, they just frown their face. Like, this thing is right. Oh, no, it's me. So long as it's in the Bible. That kind of thing is to move me. Praise God. Because I know there's somebody collecting that correction. Say, I'll be corrected. Say, I choose to receive corrections. I am not proud. I don't know it all. Number 5, symptoms of lukewarmness is forgetfulness. People forget. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 14. Forgetfulness will cause you to backslide. When you remember where you are coming from, then thy heart shall be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Hallelujah. There are people that when they get blessed, they forget how they used to trek. They forget how they used to take gari. There are people that when they got saved, they forget how they used to sleep in their boyfriend's room to room, smelling bed, smelling pillow, smelling pot, and then they forgot how God saved them. They forgot how bad they were into alcohol and smelly lifestyle. They forgot how sin dealt with them. Forgetting things like that can make you to backslide. You go back. When those memories remain fresh in your head. Hallelujah. Now recently I posted a picture of Shekinah Ekada that when we started, when my mom came, I remember. And then Pastor Mi would say, hey, look at this. He could not believe that kind of place. Oh boy. I remember where we were coming from. Like, there was a time when our annual income was not up to 100K. Annual. Like, when after service, the offering that I was the only one I gave offering. And then after the service, used the offering to give somebody transport. You understand? Say, go. Remember, you have to remember. So when God lifts you and now you are now blessed, don't forget. Remember when you used to trek. Remember how you are back into sin, when demons used to oppress you. When you were like a piece of cake in the hand of the devil, remember it. And you will never go back. Number 7, no personal spiritual exercises in private. You know, in Isaiah 58 verse 3, we fast. James chapter 4 verse 9, hallelujah. You must be able to, when you don't do personal private spiritual exercises, it's a sign that now you are lukewarm, you are backsliding. Because on your own, you should be able to declare fasting. On your own, you should be able to declare vigil. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, if from January till now, June, 6 months, You have not declared auto fasting. You know what is auto fasting? Okay, JJ, I'm talking to you now. You have not declared auto fasting, no auto, on your own. You are lukewarm. You are backsliding. If you have not declared auto retreat, only you, for 6 months, you are lukewarm. If you have not declared auto vigil, you know, auto, on your own, wake up in the night. Or if you have not declared auto war, something like that, on your own, something is wrong. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. No personal spiritual exercises. Apart from the Bible in Job, apart from the prayer in Job, apart from everything on your own. It means you are cold. Hallelujah. Number 7 is dead conscience. A sign of lukewarmness is when you have dead conscience, or a sign that you are backsliding. Your conscience is dead. You will do 1 Timothy 1 verse 19 to 20. You will do 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19 to 20. You will do something that is bad. Before it will break you, but now it doesn't. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, has made shipwreck. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Before there were things when you do it, it will be your heart. You know, the more sensitive you are the Holy Ghost, like things easily get you. You can insult somebody from your hand, at least you say this is wrong, and then you just tack your heart. You understand what I'm talking about? But then it gets you inside where you go, well, the things you used to do before and then you used to break your heart, now you will do times 7 and then you don't even feel anything. You understand, guys? Your conscience is dead. You can, before when you see a pastor and then you say something about it, say, hey, sorry, what are they? I should not say something about a man of God. But now, you can insult his shoe, insult his baby, insult his clothes, insult the way he's sitting down. You're not moved. Before, there are certain things that when you do them, your heart breaks you. But now you do exponential 7. You don't feel anything. Your conscience is there. It's a sign you are lukewarm and backsliding. Number 8 is irregular fellowship with the brethren. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, it says, forget not the gathering of believers as in the manner of some are. Hallelujah. You know, Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing about the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the You are irregular. Today you are around, tomorrow you are not around. Today you are here, tomorrow you are not there. It's not a good sign. Hallelujah. Come on, guys. Hallelujah. Irregularity is a sign that you are lukewarm. That fervency. Under the sun and in the rain. With dedication and selflessness. To church we go. And to church we go. Hallelujah. We are going to church under the rain or in the sun we are going. Under the sun or in the what? I remember the first time I bought a shoe of 7.5. It was my 400 level. First time in my life. Clean people. What is the name? Is it good shoes? 7.5. I was a student. The first day I was to wear the church to church, it was time for intercessory prayer and then it was raining. Think about this kind of demonic track. And then it's like a 35 minute trek from the hostel to the chapel. Brand new 7.5 Gucci. Black. Ah! I entered the rain. Cha to church. The shoe never recovered. I'm telling you, that was never recovered. I will not say I'm not going to church because I bought a new Gucci. Who gave you the money in the first place? No, who gave you the money? Don't give excuses. I have tried to dunamis when I was fellowship in dunamis from phase 2. The trekking I trek from phase 2 dunamis cannot be counted. Cannot. I had to go for second service, no, third service, and then stay till 5 or something like that. Carry my Bible, and then by 9, no local judge, sun is hot. You calculate it's 45 minutes or is it 50 minutes to the church. Carry your Bible with earpiece. When you go to the in your leg with the I enter. Trek back after service. Some people that no transport will not come. Some people even don't have a new clothes. They are seeing me with this kind of clothes. Why would I go to gay? Very, very excuse that when you hear, you will almost want to flog them with cane. Yes. You wake up in the morning and then you feel as if something is wrong. That is the reason to go to church. That is the reason. The fact that you feel like your stomach is paining you, that is the biblical reason why the house of God is not. That is the reason to go to church. No, no. Why did you go to church? Because of that headache. So, assign your look. Don't be irregular. I am there, I am coming. I am coming. Hallelujah. You don't have transport, ask for transport. You need any, by all means, let them carry your body to church. Let them what? Carry your body to church. Let me die in church. Let me die at home. Hallelujah. Number 9, spiritual laziness and excuses. Proverbs 22 verse 13, then Galatians 3:1 say you are, people are just spiritually lazy. And then finally, people begin to ask foolish questions, cause people to backslide. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 verse 23, say ignore foolish questions. Hallelujah. People ask questions like, who made God? It's sign you are backsliding, you begin to ask stupid questions. Like, who was the person that made God now? Or who was the person that made Mary? How did Mary get pregnant? Okay, Jesus Christ now, how was he eating? Did Jesus poo-poo? Very irrelevant, inconsequential, cabal questions. If you are serious, you have a lot of things on your head. I hope you know that. If you are serious, the question you'll be asking will be, why is Nigeria, why is my life like that? Is that not questions? And some are basically beginning to ask stupid questions. Okay, what are they doing with our tithe and offering? I never knew what they were doing because it's none of my business. What the Bible asks me to do is and forget it, it's none of my business. I'm in the board of elders. Is that not true? See, if you and hate it, it's your business. You have done bad and God will honor you unless if he tells you otherwise. Is that not true, guys? If I give a pastor my title, will God bless me? Will God? Yes! I've done my obedience. That is his own cup of tea. If you have serious things on your head, there are some stupid questions you never ask. Hallelujah. So, where is the address? Where is there like, come. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? Okay. Why is it that it's quiet that a pastor is coming after quiet? Why is it like that? All these symptoms, if they're in your life, you are backsliding or you are lukewarm. Number 1, I said it was what? Compatible with bad company. Number 2, I said it was missing days of sin and carnality. Number 3 is overconfidence and pride or proudfulness. Number 4 is difficulty in receiving corrections. Number 5 is forgetfulness. Number 6 is no personal spiritual exercise. Number 7 is get conscience. Number 8 is irregular fellowship with your brethren. Number 9 is spiritual laziness. Number 10 is foolish questioning. When these 10 things are in your life, it's a sign you are backsliding. And you are lukewarm. Hallelujah. What are the consequences of lukewarmness? We are closing now. Hallelujah. The first is a life of misery, shame and pity. In Luke chapter 15 from verse 10 to 20, there was a son of a rich man that backslided and went to a foreign land and squandered his money. And the devil dealt with him so much that pig food was sweet. He was begging to eat the. I don't think there is a generation where the food of pig feed will look sweet to the human. I don't think. And in their days, it's even worse, I believe. The person that is the servant of his father are big boys. He's the one now. That is what backsliding can do to your life. It will take you to misery and pain. You are in church and then you are comfortable serving God. You want to go and test the devil. Before you recover, like a sinusoidal graph, so complex I cannot be. You press on your computer, the computer will say error. It's because the zero cannot be computed by the brain of that calculator. It's really error. When you transfer it to a laptop, it can solve that calculation. Is that correct? So don't even try it. I'll not even try backsliding. I'll not even try to be lukewarm. I will remain hot. You know, I will not want to backslide. I will not want to be lukewarm. I don't want misery. I don't want shame. I don't want pity. Hallelujah. Number 10 is you become open to deceiving spirit and demons. You know, it's Ephesians 4 verse 27, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Is that right? You open up yourself for deceiving spirit. Now, demons will begin to speak to you. Bible says of Judas in Luke 22 verse 3, then entered Satan into Judas, so named Iscariot. Judas Iscariot. Because of the number of the 12. Hallelujah. You open up yourself for demons begin to whisper to you. When you are in church, when the devil comes, the anointed will chase him out. By the time you come, take it, you'll be free. Is that not true? So by hearing the word of God, ears will clear off. But when you backslide, the demons will begin to speak with you. But don't you think apostle is a bit harsh? Can't you just enjoy some more? No, that's the way the devil talks now. You don't come and say, you don't come and appear with red and black and say, I am the devil. I want you to go to, what is the name of this? Say, I want you to go. The devil will not come like that. You come like that. But don't think. Keeping one girl can be dangerous. What? Look at this story now. You read on social media that I want the devil the wedding. Okay. What do you want to do now? Just secure yourself with somebody else. Don't you think pastor is too harsh? Oh, will I be 10%? You know, nowadays, one mutu of bees is 1,000 naira. And then if you have any 100,000 naira, that means your salary is 100 mutu of bees. Is that not true? And then they are saying, upon that small 100,000 naira, she come and pay that of 10,000 naira. Ah, no, the Bible is out. Before you know. Hallelujah. What is happening? Yes, I know what I mean. One is 1,000 naira, 100 is 100. Number 3, consequences of Luke. Is God spits on you and then in Revelation 3 verse 6, Bible says, because you are lukewarm, I will, you know the way you throw saliva out of your mouth? That is the way God will throw you away. I have given you the microphone, look at the way you are speaking. I have given you opportunity, I've given you this. I've brought people your way, look at, God will throw you away. It is a painful thing. The Bible says, when Miriam was cursed, say, if your father should spit upon you, you should be taken out of the way. When you're spitting out of it. Not a good experience. I want to be lukewarm. God likes hot food. I don't know if you like food. He wants you to be hot. And then number 4, you can become an enemy of the church. Now that you are, before you used to serve the devil, but now you're the one fighting the church. And then you say, before I was in the church, I never knew, but now my eye has opened. Hallelujah. Yeah, you don't know. You begin to fight the church. Number 5 is it may lead you to being cold. And then you may eventually lose your salvation. And then finally, you break the hedge for the devil to strike you. You know, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 8, he that breaketh the hedge, the what? The servant. I want to give you 3 counsel. The Bible says, it's the people that endure to the end that will be saved. Matthew chapter 10 verse 25. Anyone can be lukewarm. Don't think you cannot be cold. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12, say, he that thinketh he stands should take it lest he fall. And then finally, number 3, consistency to God's presence and his people is the key to remain in tune and in shape. Remain consistent to God's word and continually expose yourself to his presence, and then you will never be lukewarm. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, don't forget that this is our last Sunday of the month of June. So this is supposed to be an impartation, a prayer service. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, I will not see you after 5 years and then you are back in the world. I will not see you after 10 years from now. I will not meet you in the airport. I will not meet you in the mall. I will not meet you in the bank. I will not meet you where again? Where? Where again will I meet you? Conferences. I'll meet you in the airport. Where will I meet you? Tell me where you are. I don't need to meet you. Business. Supermarket. Yes. Restaurant. Yes. Where? School. Hallelujah. Now you are in school again. What again? In your own company. I will not meet you and you cannot speak in tongues again. When I say speaking, don't be shabelebe. It will be dry like sweet potato. No. Like, you know that your sweet potato is dry, like oyam, like it's what I'm saying, like dry like that. But there is a rich tongues. Kuranama ida. You will know this person is praying. There's a tongue you hear somebody praying in touch. Is it true? Have you ever heard a song, you know this person has not been praying for? I will not for the Bible. I cannot remember John 3. You cannot remember the last time a scripture came. You cannot remember the last time you. I will not meet you tomorrow and you are cold. I will meet you on fire. In the name of Jesus, I declare grace to be preserved. Grace to remain consistent. Grace to remain on fire. In the name of Jesus, you will not be on TV and not see fire. Hey, You will say, once upon a time when I was in Shekinah, that place was on fire. But look at the man of God preaching now, like watermelon, God forbid. You will hear your television shaking, vibrating by power. You will not hear of me tomorrow that I've left God, I've left ministry to where? Just to where? All of us, the grace of God that keeps, preserves us. In the name of Jesus. Anything the devil has calculated for you to go down, I arrest it in the name of Jesus. The people the devil has calculated to use to bring you down, I cancel those meetings. Meeting one person can take you backward. I cancel those appointments. In the name of Jesus, any circumstance that will cause you to go down. I taught this week on how to develop spiritually. Get the message and listen to them. Spiritual impartation on you this morning. I declare an appetite for the word of God. I declare an appetite for prayer. An appetite for fasting. An appetite for evangelism. An appetite for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I wish that you are hot. None of us will be cold. It do not get to a time when you are comfortable with. You will hear of gays and then you are the one supporting that they should give them, okay. But when you are asking for, let's consider them. I will knock your head. Hallelujah. I will work. Later I'll come and hear that. But lesbian, like they said she was born that way. And then you begin to agree what these people are saying. That means you are in between opinions. Come on, hallelujah. I'll not hear that in Jesus' name. Now can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Thank him and say, Lord, I receive the grace to stay focused. Father, Lord, I receive the grace.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-65-22-6276 or 080-26-11-2114. Remain rapturable.